Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are looking at a problem that I think every single person listening has felt, whether you're running a Fortune 500 company or, you know, just trying to manage a side hustle.
Yeah.
It's that feeling of shouting into the void.
Yeah, shouting into the void is probably the best way to put it. The technical term is content saturation, but your version is a lot more emotionally accurate.
It really is.
Yeah.
We're in this weird time where the pipes, the distribution channels are basically infinite. You got Google, TikTok, Spotify, email, WhatsApp.
Everything.
You can technically reach anyone, anywhere, instantly.
Yeah.
But because everyone can do that, the noise level is just deafening.
And that's the paradox, isn't it? Distribution is free, but attention is priceless. And for businesses, this has created a huge, huge bottleneck. They've spent a decade building these incredible piping systems to deliver messages.
Right.
But now they've realized they don't actually have enough high-quality water to put through them.
Exactly. You can have the best email list in the world, but if you send them garbage, well, they're gone. They unsubscribe. So today, we're doing a bit of a Frankenstein experiment. We're taking two very different pieces of tech fic. One that acts as the marketing brain, and another that's like the content engine. And we are smashing them together to see if they solve this.
It sounds a little like mad science, I'll admit, but it's actually, I think, the future of how businesses are going to communicate. We're looking at AltCraft, which is the infrastructure, and AutoContent API, which is the fuel.
And just to set the stage here, because I know some listeners are skeptical of, you know, AI tools, we aren't talking about asking a chatbot to write a haiku.
No, not at all. This is industrial-grade automation. It's about moving from crafting content piece by piece to manufacturing it, but without losing the soul.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. That's the key word. So let's introduce the players properly. In the blue corner, we have AltCraft. Now, I spent some time going through their docs, and calling this an email tool just feels wrong. It's a customer data platform, a CDP. It is a beast, and the reason it's the brain in our analogy is because its main job is unification. Most companies, their customer data is just scattered everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Sales data is in one CRM, site clicks are in Google Analytics, email history is somewhere else entirely. AltCraft sits on top of all of that, and it can be in the cloud or on-premise, which is huge for security, and it creates a single golden record for each customer.
Golden record. I like that. So it knows, I looked at sneakers on your website on Tuesday, ignored your email on Wednesday, but clicked a push notification on Friday.
Precisely. And because it knows all that, it can run some incredibly sophisticated logic. It's not just send email blast at 9 a.m. They have this feature called the ML module for best send time.
I saw that. That actually kind of freaked me out a little bit.
It's smart, though. It ignores all the standard rules. It analyzes your specific behavior. If you're the kind of person who only checks their phone at 7:15 p.m. after dinner, AltCraft literally holds the message until 7:15 p.m.
And that seems like such a small detail, but the impact is massive. I was looking at their case studies. One client saw a 714% increase in CRM marketing profits. 700%.
Yeah.
Just from that kind of segmentation.
It's huge. Another one saw a 250% ROI jump just by switching channels intelligently, like moving from expensive SMS to cheaper push notifications, but doing it based on what the user actually prefers. So the machine works.
Yeah.
AltCraft is a Ferrari. It can drive fast, corner hard.
But.
Yeah.
And here is the but we have to talk about.
Yeah.
You can have the smartest segmentation in the world. You can know exactly who I am, where I live, when I'm holding my phone. But if the only thing you have to send me is a generic, boring blog post from 3 weeks ago,
and the Ferrari stays in the garage, this is the production gap. And this is where most modern marketing teams are just burning out. Traditional content creation is linear. You have a writer, they write one article. A designer makes one image. It takes days.
Right.
But AltCraft is an omni-channel beast. It wants to feed emails, push notifications, Telegram, WhatsApp, pop-ups.
And it wants them to be personalized. It doesn't want the same thing going to everyone.
Exactly. To really use AltCraft properly, you need what we call hyperscalability. You need to go from publishing once a week to, like, hourly. Or customizing messages for thousands of different micro segments. You physically cannot hire enough humans to do that. The math just doesn't work.
Which brings us to player number two. AutoContent API. Now, I need you to sell me on this because, look, I use ChatGPT every day. I've seen Google's Notebook LM. Why do we need another API for this? Is it just a wrapper?
It's a really good question. It comes down to architecture and intent. ChatGPT is a chat interface, right? It's designed for a human to sit there and type back and forth. Notebook LM is great, but it's manual. Auto Content API is API first. It's designed to be invisible.
Invisible.
Meaning it runs in the background of your business. You don't chat with it. You program it. You give it an input, a URL, a PDF, a text file, even a YouTube video. And it performs what we call content transformation.
Transformation is an interesting word. It suggests you're not starting from scratch.
And that's the strategic shift. Most businesses don't need new ideas. They have tons of ideas locked up in these boring formats. White papers, technical manuals, old blog posts, quarterly reports.
Right.
Auto Content unlocks that data. It can take a dense 50-page financial report and instantly transform it into a lively two-person podcast dialogue, or a 60-second vertical video script, or a quiz.
I actually listened to one of the sample podcasts it generated before the show, and I have to admit, the uncanny valley is getting shallower by the day. The intonation, the little pauses.
Yeah.
It sounded pretty conversational.
It's using really advanced LLMs and state-of-the-art voice synthesis. But the magic isn't just that it sounds good. It's the economics of it. You can generate 100 of them in the time it takes a human to record one intro.
Okay, so we have the brain alt craft hungry for content, and we have the engine auto content, which can produce infinite content.
Okay.
Let's get into how they actually work together. I want to walk through the use cases because some of these feel a bit like science fiction.
Let's start with the personalization use case. This is where the synergy is most obvious. AltCraft is famous for segmentation. But usually personalization just means inserting a name. Hi, host speaker, buy this.
Which we all ignore now, let's be honest. It's table stakes.
Totally. But imagine this workflow. You've got a segment of high-value VIP clients in AltCraft. Maybe they spend over $5,000 this year. You want to send them a special thank you? Auto Content API has a voice cloning endpoint.
Ooh, I think I see where you're going with this.
Your CEO records just 1 minute of audio. That's it. To train the model. Then you set up a trigger. AltCraft sends the customer data to Auto Content, and the API generates a unique audio message for that specific customer, narrated by the CEO's cloned voice.
So I get a WhatsApp message, I click play, and it's the CEO saying, hey, I noticed you've been with us for 5 years, and I wanted to personally thank you.
Precisely. It solves the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the leader, but the leader has zero time to make 100 calls. This automates the personal touch at scale.
Is there a risk there, though? I mean, does it feel fake?
That's the challenge. The quality has to be perfect. But notice the delivery channel. AltCraft handles messenger communication, Telegram, Viber, WhatsApp. We're all used to getting lo-fi voice notes there. It feels native. If the message is valuable, the customer usually appreciates the gesture, even if they suspect it's automated.
It's definitely more engaging than a text email.
Yeah.
Okay, use case two, the omnichannel pipe problem. Specifically, video.
Ah, the expensive one?
Right. AltCraft connects to TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram. But filling those pipes is brutal. The source material says a manual marketing video costs, what, $300 to start?
At a minimum, for a basic one. And if you want to run a proper A-B test, say you want to test 50 different video hooks to see what makes people click, you're looking at $15,000. Most companies just can't do it. They make one video, cross their fingers, and pray it works.
And Auto Content changes the math on that.
Drastically. They have a video create shorts endpoint. It creates those faceless vertical videos you see everywhere. It pulls stock footage, uses AI avatars, synthesizes the voiceover, auto-generates the subtitles. The cost, it's about 400 credits, which is roughly €4.
€4 versus $300. That's not a discount. That's a disruption.
It changes the strategy completely. A marketer using AltCraft can now set up an ABN test, which AltCraft is great at, and instead of testing two subject lines, they can test 50 different video hooks. They can just flood the channel with variations to see what drives that 235% increase in downloads they talk about in the case studies.
You're calling it creative testing at scale.
Exactly. You throw everything in the wall because it costs pennies to make the everything. Then AltCraft's analytics tell you what stuck.
That leads me to the third synergy, which I think is huge for global companies, the language barrier.
Yeah.
AltCraft is used all over the world. But if I'm a U.S. company, I usually only have English content.
This is a massive friction point. Expanding to a new country usually means hiring a local content team, an agency, translators. It's slow and expensive. But Auto Content supports over 50 languages.
50.
Over 50. So here's the workflow. You feed your English blog post into Auto Content. It generates, say, a Spanish audio summary, a German video explainer, and a Japanese translated article.
And then AltCraft takes over.
Right. AltCraft knows your user data. It knows user A is in Munich and user B is in Tokyo. So it automatically routes the German video asset to the German segment of the database. You've just multiplied your total addressable market by 5 times overnight without hiring a single translator.
That's like having a localized marketing team in a box.
And because AltCraft has real-time analytics, you can see immediately if the Spanish content is resonating. If not, you tweak the prompt and auto content and try again instantly.
Okay, I want to pivot to something that feels a bit more futuristic. We talked about newsjacking in the pre-show. The idea of reacting to news instantly, how does this setup handle that?
Speed is the new currency. If a market crashes or a new regulation passes, the brand that explains it first wins all the trust. But usually, by the time you write the script, get it approved, record it, edit it, the news cycle is over.
You're yesterday's news.
Exactly. But auto content has a deep research endpoint, and it integrates with X and Reddit.
So it's listening.
It's monitoring. It can detect a trend, let's say, negative sentiment around a crypto crash. It analyzes the context. Why are people upset? Then it can automatically generate a script for a market alert video.
And AltCraft pushes it out.
AltCraft supports webhooks. So the moment that video is rendered by auto content, it triggers an AltCraft push notification campaign. Within minutes of the news breaking, your app is buzzing in your customer's pocket with a video explaining what's happening.
That is literally newsjacking on autopilot. You become the go-to source. But hold on, I have to play devil's advocate. Isn't that risky? What if the AI hallucinates? What if it just makes stuff up?
That is the elephant in the room. And that's why auto content isn't just a creative writer. It has a deep research mode that uses agents to browse the live websites like SEC.gov, the Financial Times, official sources. It cites its sources.
So it builds trust because it's actually reporting, not just guessing.
Exactly. And for B2B companies, say, selling insurance or software, this is critical. AltCraft is often used for B2B newsletters. Instead of sending generic marketing fluff, you can use auto content to generate a structured daily briefing that's fact-checked and relevant to your client's industry. You position your brand as a thought leader, not just a vendor.
Speaking of thought leadership, I saw a term in the notes, programmatic SEO, or PSEO. This sounds technical, but it seems like a cheat code for getting traffic.
It's a powerful strategy, but it can be dangerous if it's done wrong. PSEO is basically creating thousands of landing pages, like best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas, and so on.
Right, those spammy looking pages where the text is identical except for the city name. Google hates those.
Mm-hmm. Google hates thin content. If the pages are all identical, you get penalized. But auto content solves the thin content problem. For every one of those 5,000 pages, the API can generate a unique audio guide and a unique video.
Wait, so every single page has its own little podcast?
Yes, and think about what that does for dwell time. A user lands on the page, sees a video and an audio player, they stick around longer. Google sees that engagement and ranks the page higher.
And then AltCraft comes in.
AltCraft provides the forms and surveys module that you embed on those pages to capture all the leads from that massive traffic.
So auto content builds the trap with rich media, and AltCraft catches the mouse.
To put it bluntly, yes.
Let's talk about the money again. We mentioned the video cost, but what about the podcast side? I know people who spend thousands on podcast production.
A manual episode, like what we're doing now, it costs money. Equipment, time, editing. It's easily $150 to $500 per episode, and that's on the low end. Auto content does it for somewhere between 10 cents and 2 euros.
That is a 99% reduction. It basically makes the cost zero.
Strategically, yes. And this unlocks the long tail. Before, you couldn't justify making a podcast about a super niche topic that only 50 customers care about. It was too expensive. But at 10 cents, you can make a podcast for every niche topic, for every single product in your catalog.
And how do these two systems actually talk to each other? For the non-technical listener, is this a nightmare to set up? Do I need a team of developers in a basement somewhere?
No, it's actually designed for this. AltCraft highlights its integration and webhooks capabilities. Auto content is API first, and it's compatible with platforms like Make.com or Zapier.
So you don't necessarily need to code.
You can build a completely headless workflow. Imagine this. You save a PDF into a Dropbox folder on your desktop. That's the trigger. Make.com sees the file, sends it to AutoContent. AutoContent makes a video and podcast. Make.com then pushes those assets to AltCraft, which slots them into a newsletter template and sends it out. You literally just dragged a file and a whole multimedia campaign went out.
That's the definition of leverage. You're removing the human bottleneck from the production line.
It creates a production line that runs without any human intervention. But that brings up the question you hinted at earlier. If we remove the human, do we lose the soul?
Exactly. If every brand starts doing this, aren't we just going to drown in decent but soulless AI-generated noise?
That's the risk. We're moving toward what some people are calling the agentic web. Soon, content will need to be incredibly structured and abundant. AI agents and customers using AI for search will need to find answers.
So it's not about writing beautiful prose anymore. It's about having the answer available in every possible format.
Correct. If your brand has thousands of high-quality multimedia assets answering every conceivable question, you win. You just dominate the search results through sheer high-quality volume.
Feels like the end of mass media and the beginning of what NI1 Media.
That is the provocative thought I would leave you with. If you can generate a personalized podcast for every single customer in your AltCraft database based on their exact purchase history and interests and deliver it automatically, do we even need marketing campaigns anymore?
Or do we just have a continuous, automated, personalized dialogue with every single human on Earth?
That's the ultimate goal of the content engine meeting the marketing brain.
A personalized podcast for every person.
Yeah.
That is both terrifying and incredibly exciting. And honestly, it makes me wonder if I am a real host or just an auto content output.
I guess the listeners will never know for sure.
Well, on that note, we're going to let you process all of that. Check out the show notes if you want to dive deeper into AltCraft or auto content. Thanks for listening.
Always a pleasure.
See you next time.